listening to Cruising the Blues with me, your host, Mr. Jack. I'll be your chauffeur and guide as we cruise through the highway and various regions of the blues on our ultimate blues tour. I hope within the next hour and in subsequent shows I can introduce you to the blues in its many forms. We'll take a musical road trip and cruise the many waters of the blues from the early 20th century through its evolution to today and where it's headed tomorrow. So join me this next hour as we start cruising the blues. Fasten your seatbelts, here we go.
Yeah, you got me licking gravy, baby.
There are many record labels that cater to the blues that we blues enthusiasts are familiar with, such as Vocalion, Chess Checker, Sun Records, Modern, today's labels such as Alligator Records, Blind Pig, Rhino, Rounder, etc. But another label that you don't hear too much about, which also played a big part in the role of blues, was Accello Records. Accello Records was formed by Ernie Young as a subsidiary to Nashboro Records in 1952 to record blues. Their producer for the new Accello subsidiary label was assigned to Jay Miller. Accello has a place in music history as it was actually the first blues label established in Nashville, Tennessee, and it also made an important contribution to rock and roll in 1954 when it recorded an answer song to Annie Arnold's country and western record I Want to Play House With You, called Baby, Let's Play House by Arthur Gunter. That song was covered by Elvis Presley a year later on Memphis' Sun label. Presley's cover version was closely based on the Gunter original. Accello had a wonderful array of blues singers who even today have a strong following among collectors. Chief among these was Slim Harpo, James Moore, whose unmistakable voice droning, "I'm a king bee buzzing around your hive," was imitated years later by groups such as the Rolling Stones. Another Accello blues artist we're going to hear from today is Lightning Slim, Otis Hicks, who actually knew and recorded previously with Slim Harpo and gave him a Moncure Harmonica Slim. And of the two artists, I guess perhaps, Hicks is deemed a little more towards traditional blues sound than Moore, who later became known as Slim Harpo, with a sound that was referred to as swamp blues. Let's start off, though, with some of the music of Slim Harpo today on our cruise back in history to the days of the Accello Records label out of Nashville, Tennessee.
Well, I'm a king bee buzzing around your hive. Well, I'm a king bee buzzing around your hive. Well, I can make honey, baby, let me come inside. I'm young and able to buzz all night long. I'm young and able to buzz all night long. Well, when you hear me buzzing, baby, some stinging is going on. Well, buzz a while. Sting it then. Well, I'm a king bee, want you to be my queen. Well, I'm a king bee, want you to be my queen. Together we can make honey the world ever never seen. Thank you. can buzz all night long. Well, I'm a king bee, can buzz all night long. Well, I can buzz better, baby, when your man is gone. modest thing. One thing, baby, I want you to understand. When you mistreated me, baby, you misused your best friend. Well, you had me where you want me, baby, did me like you please, but after 10 long years, my heart began to get in. That's all right. Baby, you'll be sorry one day. Well, whenever there was trouble, I was always around. But when you got on your feet, you know you put me down. That's alright. Whoa, that's alright. It's alright the way you're doing me, baby. You'll be sorry one day. Women that I just can't understand them. Everything they need, but still they want another man. That's alright. Whoa, that's alright. It's alright the way you're doing me, baby. You'll be sorry one day. Falling, baby, just like rain, you're gonna need me, baby, just to hold your hand. That's all right. Whoa, that's all right. It's all right the way you did me, baby. You'll be sorry one day.
Playing in the clubs around Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where he lived his entire life, Moore met an older guy named Otis Hicks, a guitar player who called himself Lightning Slim. When he started making records for Feature Records in Crawley, Louisiana, he brought Moore, who he called Harmonica Slim, along with him. The Feature label was run by J.D. Miller, who began recording Cajun music in the late 1940s, and with the coming rock and roll diversified into blues. Lightning Slim was one of the first signings for Accello Records, who Miller was then producing for, and it was during the 1957 session of Slim's that Slim Harpo was born. Afraid that his harp man would quit if Miller didn't record him, he handed Moore a song to do. Miller hated it. The song was great, but Moore's way of singing it sounded all wrong. He then had an inspiration. James, he said, I want you to sing, but sing it nasal. Moore thought he was nuts, but he tried it. Turned out it wasn't such a crazy idea after all. Some music of Slim Harpo today on Cruisin' the Blues with Mr. Jack. Thanks for joining me today.
I knew I'd nobody drink all this by myself. I must have had a blues hangover. What's this? My check. And I don't have change for a grasshopper, and that's too crooked. Uh-oh. Here come Pro. Send him for this doggy. But he ain't got no money. Look like he done lost everything he ever has had. Ain't that a come off? Hear me. I done give my baby $20 for a Christmas present. All I got was a slice of jelly cake. And Sam done ate that up. Now that's a whoop, Jenny. Well, I believe I'm going back on the stem now with James Rudolph and Tomcat. Get my head bad again. Don't seem like nothing's going right for me today. All right. Yeah, I go. Same old thing again. Look out now.
Your hands, don't move your lips. But instead, I broke your heart. Now I know I wasn't so smart. That's why it's still raining in my heart. Still raining in my heart. Baby, we still apart. Now I know I done you wrong. Baby, please come on home.
I'm gonna guess as you just listened to that last set by Slim Harpo, you probably recognize a lot of those songs if they've been covered by many an artist over the years. The last number we heard was Slim Harpo's first big hit that hit the charts in 1961, Still Raining in My Heart. Jay Miller, the Accello producer, has been a subject of many articles and record reissues for the blues he produced for the label. All of the Accello albums issued in the 1960s are very collectible, although because most of the albums remained in print for years, the cover graphics were changed from time to time over the years. The actual first Accello label was orange with blue printing, Accello above the center hole in blue, below Accello in the notation 33 1/3 RPM non-breakable. At the bottom of the label is Micro Groove Long Playing. This label was used in the early 1960s. On an interesting note, Accello was not a big label for stereo recordings. Several of the late 60s tunes by Slim Harpo, primarily on the album Tip On In, have shown up in true stereo, but not much else. Early LPs were reissued later in the rechanneled stereo. For those albums, there's an indication of the stereo issue with a prefix LPS. For others, they may have just been issued in mono only. Let's hear now some of the blues from the other Slim on the Accello label, Lightning Slim. You're listening to Cruisin' the Blues with Mr. Jack.
Lightning Slim, take one.
Lord, if it was on for bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all. If it wasn't for bad luck, poor lightning wouldn't have no luck at all. All bad luck been falling, poor lightning, ever since I began to crawl. Blow your harmonica, son. Folks, I was born in the last month of the year. In the last week of the month. In the last day of the week. In the last hour in the day, in the last minute of the hour, in the last second in the minute, and to tell you the truth about it, I was lucky to get you at all. Police took me down to jail, and they tied me to the wall. Thirty days I spent in jail with my back turned to the wall. You know, if it wasn't for bad luck, lightning wouldn't have no luck at all. your harmonica, son. You know, if it wasn't for bad luck, Mama Poe, Lightning wouldn't have no luck at all. Rock me, Mama, rock me nice and kind. Rock me, Mama, rock me nice and kind. Every time you rock me, rock to satisfy my mind. In the morning, Mama laid it. In the morning, baby laid it. When my love come down, Mama, please, ma'am, hold me tight. Rock me, Mama, rock me with a will. Rock me, Mama, rock me with a will. I just want you to rock me like you rocked on Rockin' Hill. Rock me, Mama, rock from sun to sun. Rock me, Mama, rock from sun to sun. I just want you to ride me like my back ain't got no bone. Rock a while, little baby, if it takes all night. Rock me, Mama, baby, rock me slow. Rock me, Mama, baby, rock me slow. I just want you to rock me a long time before I go. Won't you tell me, baby, what evil have I done? Please tell me, baby, not what evil have I done. You know I ain't did you nothing, Mama. Won't you bring your clothes back home? Clothes back. Yeah, blow your harmonica, son. Left early this morning. something I just can't understand. My baby left early this morning. Lord, I just can't understand. When that woman would leave, she wouldn't even shake my hand. Lord, I can't understand. I can't understand myself. Lord, I can't understand. I just can't understand myself. She must have got tired of pole lightning, and she gone with someone else. Blow your harmonica, son. And I ain't gonna shed no tears. Now she gone, and I ain't gonna shed no tears. Cause she done left poor lightning. Hope she stay 1,000 years.
Well, there you have some of the music of Lightning Slim. Otis Verres Hicks. He was born March 13, 1913, and was considered an American Louisiana blues musician. The blues critic Eugene Denson ranked him as one of the five great bluesmen of the 1950s, along with Muddy Waters, Little Walter, Howlin' Wolf, and Sonny Boy Williamson. Hicks was born in Good Pine, Louisiana, and moved to Baton Rouge at the age of 13. He was taught guitar by his older brother Layfield and was actually playing in the bars in Baton Rouge by the late 1940s. His first recording was Bad Luck Blues, which we started off that set with, and it was released by J.D. Miller's Feature Records in 1954. It was Miller who had a penchant for picking colorful artist names and who christened him Lightning Slim. Excello Records for 12 years, starting in the mid-1950s, often collaborating with his friend Slim Harpo, who, by the way, became his brother-in-law, and with harmonica player Lazy Lester. The blues of Lightning Slim on our Blues Cruise today.
I heard my telephone ringing about 2:45. I wonder who in the world would that calling me that time of morning. I don't know. I don't know. Well, I just don't know who in the world that keep on worrying so. Oh, well, I called my baby up on the phone. I didn't get no answer, and I know she wasn't home. What was she, man? I don't know. Just don't know. Well, I just don't know why my baby keep on worrying me. Oh, well, it's early this morning. I heard my telephone ring. Somebody said Lightning Slim, and I knew that was my name. What they want with you, I don't know. I don't know. Well, I just don't know, baby, but I'm got to have that telephone number changed. Well, that changed it a while. Done to me, she got me living man nine misery. What she done, yeah, I don't know, I don't know. Well, I just don't know what in the world my baby keep on doing to me, but I'll find out someday.
I'm tired of waiting. Well, I wonder, pretty baby, what you gonna do? If you don't change, woman, it's a shame on you, 'cause I warn you, baby. Well, I'm warning you, baby.
Well, I'm warning you, little girl, please stop your running round.
Well, I hate to tell you, baby, it's a crying shame, but I hate the day, woman, that I learned your name. Well, I'm warning you, baby.
Well, I'm warning you, baby. Well, I'm warning you, little girl, please stop your running round.
Well, let blow your harmonica, son. Up like a queen, where you gonna see your mother you ain't never seen. That's why I'm warning you, baby. Well, I'm warning you, baby.
Well, I'm warning you, little girl,
please stop your running round.
We've been listening to the music of Two Slims from Accello Records label, Slim Harpo and Lightning Slim. Slim Harpo's career was cut rather short as he died of a fatal heart attack at the age of 45 on January 30th, 1970. Lightning Slim quit playing and performing for a period of time in the 60s, but re-emerged in the 70s. His new stint, however, was short-lived as he died of stomach cancer in Detroit, Michigan at the age of 61 in July of 1974. I got one more song from Lightning Slim today, one titled The Strangest Feeling. It was this song that I chose to be part of my repertoire as a performer, as I was drawn by the tremolo of his guitar and the blues feeling from his lyrics. This is Mr. Jack from Cruising the Blues with Mr. Jack. I'll be back next week with more blues for you. Until then, take care and God's best to you.
Lord, I've got a strange feeling. Darling, I've got me a feeling that it won't be long. I've got me a strange, strange feeling. Feel just like, darling, it won't be long. You know, look like I ain't going from bed to bed, darling. Oh, Lord, I've got to find another home.
You know there's home where I'm living, darling.
Just don't seem like my home no more. Yes, this home where I'm living, darling, don't seem like my home no more. That's why I've got such a strange feeling. Whoa, Lord, I believe I've got to go. Well, let's blow the blues.
life I'm living, darling. Darling, just got to be changed around. You know this life that I'm living, darling. Darling, it's got to be changed around. I believe I'm gonna change my house number. Whoa, Lord, and move to another town.